Braden Peterson, I wrestle 285.
Ryan Hancock, I wrestle 113 pounds.
Ryan Menonsler, I wrestle 145.
Blake Darnell, I wrestle 172.
And we are here with some of the senior leaders and captains of the Pella wrestling team this year as we approach the end of your regular season. First of all, for our listeners who maybe have heard the results, from your guys' perspective, how has this season gone? A new coach, a lot of you, though, being returning faces. What has 2020 been like so far?
I think it's been really good. It's nice to know that the coach isn't going to go anywhere. He's setting roots down in Pella, and he's got a bright future for Pella wrestling. So,
I would have to agree. I think a strong point this season would be a good new rebranding system that we've gone through, and it's working out pretty well.
Yeah, I think this year's been going pretty good. We got great coach and teammates.
Well, and obviously each of you have had different kind of journeys so far this season. For you personally, what were some of your preseason goals, and how have you been working to accomplish that?
I think from last year, one of the things was having a winning record. And I know that I've accomplished that so far this year. And I think that having Coach Pike, being able to drill and wrestle with him, I've learned a lot, been able to grow from that experience. So,
This season was probably a comeback season more of anything else. Of course, you want to make it to state and you want to place there, so that's always a goal. I just wanted to stay healthy, so I knew my body could, you know, go through a whole season and be healthy and be back to where I wanted to be.
What I was going to say is this season's a little different because the coaches are a little bit more hands-on than last year, because last year we didn't get like a lot of wrestling time with them, but this year they really help us and really get down on the mat with us instead of just telling us what to do and all that, and yeah, it's been really good.
Well, and you mentioned comeback season, and you were at state actually a couple of years ago. For people who don't know, you were injured last year with a pretty gnarly arm injury. What has it been like coming back and having some success? And now as we get closer to that state qualifying time, what are the things you're really trying to work on now to make sure that you are ready for that chance to get back up there?
You know, it's more of a confidence-building thing. Being injured and then, you know, having your dreams and goals taken away from you really does hurt, and you feel like you've been knocked down, but this has just been climbing back up, and I have a great group of guys and coaches around me that support me and help me get to my goals. And right now we're focusing on just honing in on our skills. We have a little bit to go, a couple new things, but we're tweaking it out and we're going to be the best we can.
Well, and we are, again, talking about the Pella wrestling program here with some of the team leaders. Coach Pike, one of the things he wants to do, as you mentioned, plant roots. He's trying to grow this program, and that's been the goal the last couple of years. Now that you guys have been in the program for a long time, what have you seen that has really allowed this program to grow? Because some of the meets and matches I've seen the results of a couple of years ago, you weren't winning those or you weren't competitive, whereas now you're at least in the mix and sometimes winning those meets. What are you guys seeing specifically that is helping this program grow to a point where you're competitive every night?
I think a lot of it is we have a good senior class, and they're really leading the team well, and coach as well is keeping us going.
Our whole team is very committed. That's what we really focus on this year, and all we do is focus on commitment and just being there and being a team together and coming together as a team, and yeah.
Well, a part of a growing program is a growing crowd and having people come out and support you. You haven't had a lot of home meets this year. You had a tournament and a home meet earlier. You have one left coming up this Thursday. What would it mean to you to see a big crowd out there beyond maybe just parents and see friends and community members come out and support Pella Wrestling to kind of help continue that growth? What would it mean to see a crowd coming out?
It would mean quite a bit because in the town of Pella, wrestling isn't that big of a sport from what I've observed. And if we would fill the stands like the basketball games do on Friday nights, that would be amazing. It would be kind of one of those you can sit back and be like, yeah, people are here to watch me.
Well, and how does that help you? How does it help you to know that you've got more and more support, especially when it may be coming down to a really tough, tight match, and obviously it may be close and you're in that third period and you got to get a takedown or something? How does it help you to know that you've got a big crowd of supporters behind you?
I think for me, it really changes the way I go into the match. Like when I'm on the side warming up and I hear the crowd cheering for Pella, it really just gets me confident and ready to go out.
Very good. And coming up, we have the postseason. We are to the final meet. We got conference meet, and then we're thinking in districts here in just a few weeks. You know, I have had a few of you talk about it, but what are you hoping to enjoy most, or what are you hoping to really embrace about this upcoming postseason, especially as you go against some of these teams you've seen a couple times this year and you get ready for a chance to go to state?
I think we've seen some of them before, and the matches maybe didn't go the way that we wanted to. And so this Saturday, it's a great opportunity to get back and hopefully get them the way that you want them to. So
very good. That's the Pella wrestling team. Thank you for joining us.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.